Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
90333105. Now, COVID was mentioned there during the conversation, and of course, there have been many developments in relation to beating COVID, but sadly, many, many people died. And the UK-wide COVID-19 inquiry had opened a number of weeks ago, chaired by Baroness Heather Hallett. And there's input locally. Martina Ferguson is a campaigner, Northern Ireland COVID-19 bereaved families for justice, and is on the line now. Martina, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Martina, today is an important date, isn't it, as far as this particular inquiry is concerned, for expressing some interest?
Yes, that's right, Frank. The public inquiry, the UK-wide public inquiry, has already kicked off several months ago. So the Lady Hallett has an agreement that the public inquiry will be split into several different modules. So the first module is the government's preparedness. Second module is the response to the pandemic. And the third module is the impact on the public and bereaved families. So today is the deadline for Module 1, the government's preparedness. But can I just say, if people don't sign up today, you know, they can still participate in the public inquiry because they can sign up, you know, for Module 2 and then Module 3 as well.
And is it Module 3 that you're particularly interested in?
Well, Module 3 is all about the impact on bereaved families and the general public. But I'm actually interested in all of the modules. So that's why I signed up with our legal firm, who is representing bereaved families in Northern Ireland, Pia Duffy Solicitors and Company, who are based in Dungannon, have offices in Dublin and Belfast. And so I'm particularly interested in all of the modules.
Yes, and what are you hoping to achieve? What is your personal interest or background within this, Martina? Have you lost someone very special?
I did. I lost my mother. So my mother was a care home resident, Frank. She had advanced dementia. She was nonverbal. She had lost her mobility and her arms, you know, sat in a little sort of fixed flexion. So that's just to put a little bit of context into how vulnerable my mummy was. But there was government guidance around care partners. I remember being on your show. It was prior to my mother passing away. It was November 2020. And I've been campaigning for care partners in care homes. And this guidance was issued by the Department of Health in September 2020. And care homes were given 6 weeks to implement the guidance. And I didn't get in to my mother. I didn't get in to visit my mother in my mother's care home during those 3 months after that guidance was issued. So during 9 months of the whole pandemic, I didn't get into my mummy's care home despite government guidance being issued. So my mother went into hospital 15 weeks into lockdown and neglect was confirmed.
And at this moment...
And then my mummy went into...
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. And then my mummy was hospitalised a second time during the pandemic in December. Actually, the day after we buried my mother-in-law, who passed away with cancer. So my mummy went into hospital on the 23rd of December and she passed away on the 4th of January 2021. So like many families like myself, you know, they witnessed neglect. You know, it's very distressing, you know, to see all of this. The way I see it, you know, was the lockdown, you know, keeping people out of care homes, you know, has led to neglect in my mother's case. So I am very interested in the public inquiry and what we're seeking to achieve. I think that's what you had asked me. And this isn't all about care homes, by the way, so I don't want to make this out all about my mum. This is the terms of reference for the public inquiry is quite far-reaching. you know, this is to do with education, people's mental health, justice system, hospitals, care homes, you know, it's all ages, it's for the whole of the general public. So I don't want anybody or any of your listeners thinking that this is just about care homes. You know, it's about everything. But what we're seeking, and I'm sure many bereaved families, you know, are seeking, and the general public, is probably the truth. You know, some people might want an apology. I think transparency is key. You know, I guess transparency starts with facts, establishing facts. You know, I think we really need to learn lessons here, you know, to try and save lives, because I don't think this is going to be the only pandemic that we're all going to face.
The way you've described it, and it's understandable because you lost your mum and you weren't able to get to your mum, and you feel an immense sense of loss, a much greater sense of loss than anyone who would go through a conventional farewell. You've described it as neglect. You've used the word neglect a couple of times. And obviously, if the people from the care home sector were here, they would say that they were trying to protect people who were in the care home sector. They were battling against the pandemic and they were taking all the precautions that they felt they needed to take. You see it from the other side of the other side of the fence. If the inquiry eventually shows that the steps taken by the care homes were closer to the correct steps than you believe, would you accept the outcome?
Frank, whenever I say neglect, I didn't really go into any detail there, but what I'm referring to when I talk about neglect, there's a report confirmed because I asked for an investigation into my mother's personal care and hygiene. So I just want to make that clear. When I met my mother in hospital 15 weeks into the pandemic, I seen the state of my mummy's personal care and hygiene. Now, this is why my mummy was in the care home. She required assistance, you know, around personal care and hygiene. Obviously, being an advanced dementia patient as well, she required nursing. But when I talk about neglect, the report has confirmed around my mother's personal care and hygiene, that was neglected.
Yeah, it's a specific example of neglect, and that, Martina, must be harrowing, absolutely harrowing for you. Do you have many contributors at this present moment in time via the Northern Ireland COVID-19 Bereaved Families for Justice Initiative? Are there many people on board with you at present?
Yes, there is. You know, our legal firm, Pia Duffy, solicitors and company, will be able to confirm the numbers. But yes, we have lots of families that have signed up like 8-9 months ago. 10 of our bereaved families, in fact, met Baroness Hallett in Belfast when she came to visit us. So we had that, you know, privilege of meeting her. We are continuing to ask people, bereaved families, you know, please sign up, you know, if you want to be heard, if you want a voice, you know, in the inquiry. It's really important. I know people may not have signed up for the deadline today, but remember, this is just module one. There are three other modules. So we will continue to ask people to sign up. They can contact us using our email address, which is, northernireland@familiesforjustice.org, or they can contact PA Duffy Solicitors and Company directly, covidinquiry@paduffy.com. So we will continue you know, having people sign up. In fact, we're planning to run an event, hopefully sometime in October. You know, if people have any questions, you know, for our legal team, this is free for families to sign up, bereaved families who've lost a loved one to COVID-19. So we would encourage people, because I'm sure there's many people out there who don't know who to turn to. They've got questions. They want answers. Maybe they want to establish the truth, facts, and they want to learn lessons, you know, for other people. Going forward. So we would appeal to families. I'm appealing to families, you know, to sign up. And it's a great support group, you know, as well for families who have lost, because that's what changes people, you know, love and grief.
Our thoughts very much with you, Martina, this morning, and with other families who are thinking now about the trauma of what they went through when they had to say a very distant farewell to someone very, very special to them. Martina, I appreciate the call. I know it, in some stages it was difficult for you to tell us your story, but it is much, much appreciated as you go back over what has been a very difficult time for you. Thanks for taking part in the programme.
No problem. Thank you, Frank.
Not a problem. That's Martina Ferguson, who's a campaigner with the Northern Ireland COVID-19 Bereaved Families for Justice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.